Welcome to A Plus English, everyone. Hello, I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we are back with day two of our weird ways to get to work, or as the title actually says, slide, float, ride, four unique ways to get around. You know, Laura, I was thinking actually last night, thinking about this interesting article and that weird way, the first one, river floating in Switzerland. And I was kind of, that's so weird, that's so strange. But you know what? Suddenly I remembered in Canada, in the and that's Bern, that's the capital of Switzerland, right?
Okay.
In Ottawa, which is the capital city of Canada, they have, it's not a river, it's a canal, which is basically like a man-made river. And I don't think they float in the summer, but in the winter it freezes, it turns into ice. People ice skate to work.
I love that.
Which is kind of cool. And it would be easier than floating down a river. But yeah, they, you know, you might put your,
you don't get wet.
Put your office clothes in a bag or your school clothes. You wear warm clothes. You
skate down
the river and you can get to work and have a little exercise. And
of course,
a lot more people. And I'm sure in Switzerland too, a lot more people just do it for fun on the weekend, you know, as just a fun activity. So, you know, it's the river in the summer. It could be your skating rink that you can skate to work on in the winter. I wonder if they do that in Bern. Maybe not, actually, because that river is very fast. And fast rivers don't freeze very much.
Because
the water's always moving, right? So it's just really, really cold water.
Too bad.
But anyway, so yeah, using a river in a weird way to get to work is not just something the Swiss do. Lots of people do it. Now, today, though, we have a couple more strange ways to travel around. One of them sounds exciting, and I don't really understand how it works. And we're going to be checking that out in just a moment.
Yeah, and before that, I have a question for you guys.
Oh.
在中国云南还没有发明高空溜索的时候，人们要去隔壁村得怎么办呢？只好怎么样？没错，就是走路，而且不是走五分钟，是要走好几个小时。可以想象一下，走到脚怎么样？快踢腿，快断了。这样的英文要怎么说？ We'll find out in our teaching.
Oh yeah.
Slide, float, ride. Four unique ways to get around.
Zip lines. In the mountains in Yunnan, China, villages sit across deep valleys and fast rivers. Long ago, people walked for hours to visit other villages. To travel faster, they built zip lines. People sit in a basket and slide on ropes through the air.
All right, so our next one is something that I have actually done, but when I did it, it was, you know, for fun. It was on a holiday, and it was in kind of an adventure park because it's an exciting thing to do. But as a way to get to school or work or go shopping, all right. We're talking about zip lines. Zip lines. That's the way you go on a wire from one high place to a low place. You might hold on if you're really excited. I think if you hold on, they call it a death slide, which
for
is not a, which is not a good way to feel safe. You might sit in a chair, like a little swing or something like that. Well, it's kind of fun, you know, if you do it in like a beautiful natural forest, you feel
the
like you're kind of flying through the trees like a bird. But yeah, as a way to get around, that is strange. Well, where do people do this? Let's find out. It says, in the mountains in Yunnan, China, villages sit across deep valleys and fast rivers. So a deep valley would be very steep, and it would be hard to build a bridge, maybe, or climbing down and climbing up. Oh my gosh, that could be very dangerous. What would you do in the winter or if it's raining? It's very slippery. People could get hurt. And then at the bottom of the river, the bottom of the valley is a fast river, so even if you get down there, you can't swim across. It could be very dangerous. So the only other way would be to drive a long way from one side to the other. So a zip line is apparently one of the best ways people get around. I don't know, but it sounds exciting.
Okay, 我们是不是想要试试看这个方法通勤，就是 zip line. 这个是溜索或是滑索，它是一个名词哦。所以一开始我们就看到高空溜索这个交通工具哦。在中国云南的山区，这个村庄分布在 深谷以及川崎的河流两岸。那再补充一下，就是中国西南部地区，像是云南刚刚有提到，贵州等等的地音，因为地形特殊，所以 zip line 就是溜索，成为当地特有的交通工具哦。
All right, now zip lines are not exactly complicated, but they're kind of new. It's not something people have been using for, you know, hundreds of years, like the boats on Lake Titicaca. So long ago, it says people walked for hours to visit other villages. They would basically take what we would call the long way around, not the straight way, because that's impossible. So you'd have to walk for hours to find a nice place to cross and then all the way back. And you could spend, you know, a whole day going to visit grandma or going to the store to buy rice or something like that. Not very useful for many people.
Okay.
Imagine old people too.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Little Red Riding Hood visiting grandma.
Exactly. And you might get eaten by a wolf.
Exactly. Take a zip line. Okay.
Sure.
很久以前人们要走好几个小时才能拜访其他村庄。这里我们提到的 for hours 就是好长时间啊。然后它是一个片语哦，像是 we played video games for hours and didn't even notice the time.
I've never done that before.
我们玩了好几个小时的电动，完全没注意时间。不过这里出现一开始我问到大家的走到踢腿脚超累的英文要怎么说？ You could say my legs are killing me. 我的脚痛死了。通常可能就是走太久啊，站太久都是可以用的。Or my feet are killing me.
My dogs are barking.
这就很像走到踢腿的感觉。Or I'm dead on my feet.
My dogs are barking. That's another.
对，就站，这个比较像是站到都快累死，就是脚跟腿已经唔汤了。Or I can barely walk.
Oh,
几乎走不动 or I walked my legs off.
Oh, stop, you're making me tired.
走到脚都不见，我觉得麦快要真的受不了。Okay, that's it,
You're just putting these ideas in my mind. So what do we do instead of walking the long way around and having your dogs bark and your legs falling off and your feet turning into hamburger? What do you do? It says to travel faster, they built zip lines.Great idea. People sit in a basket and slide on ropes through the air. The word ropes makes me nervous because ropes kind of wear out. Hopefully it's like a cable. A cable is like a rope made of steel. I would feel a little bit safer on that. But hey, you know, maybe ropes are the best way to do it. And it certainly would save you a lot of time and energy compared to walking all the way around. And it could be fun.Or it could be terrifying.
Exactly.
If you're the kind
of
person.
Even the idea of sitting in the basket scares me.
I'd want someone to go in front of me to make sure
I want to like watch.
Yeah, you go and maybe die first and I'll stand here and watch.
Exactly.所以为了更快到达，他们建造了高空溜索，人们坐在篮子里，沿着这个绳索从空中滑过去。我跟麦个人都是非常怕死的人哦。那这里我们提到了 faster， 我们就来提提副词比较级的用法。当然 faster 就是比较快了，对不对？要比较两者的速度，那就是 A 和 B 比哪一个比较怎么样，就要用到比较级，那我们可以用来比较两个人啦，东西啊，或是情况的差别。通常英文我们就会在副词后面加 er， 或是 more 再加副词，表示更如何如何。举个例子 ，She runs faster than her brother， 她跑得比她弟弟还快哦。今天学到的单词有哪些？首先看到的是 village 这个名词，就是村庄。For example, the tiny village has only 5 houses and one ice cream shop， 这个小村庄只有五栋房子，一家冰淇淋店，好险还是有一家冰淇淋哦。Or Larry is from a small village. He moved to a big city later. Larry 来自一个小村子，后来他搬到一座大城市。We also saw the word valley， 这个名词就是山谷，像是 the dragon sleeps in a deep valley filled with clouds， 好像是某个童话故事哦。这个龙睡在满是云雾的深山谷里。Or I could hear water rushing through the valley when I went hiking. 我在进行时可以听到山谷中湍急的水流声声声声。
Wicker toboggans. Long ago, In Monte, Portugal, the mountain road was too narrow for carts. In the 1800s, people made wicker toboggans to reach the city below faster. Each toboggan has a wooden bottom and a seat for three people. Two drivers run beside it and lead it. They wear thick shoes and use their feet to slow it down. The 2 kilometer long ride takes about 10 minutes.
All right, we are back. So I'm still not sure about the zip lines.
Nope.
Again, it's kind of like the river. Rivers go one way. Zip lines usually go down.
Okay,
so
how do you go up?
How do you get back? I'm not sure. We'd have to go to Yunnan and check this out. But let's move on. We're going to our last one. This would be in the category of sliding from our title. Remember, we're sliding on wicker toboggans.
Wicker toboggans.
I've been on a toboggan, not a wicker toboggan,
but a toboggan
is basically kind of like a sled. It's something that you use often on ice or snow. We used to have a toboggan. And in the wintertime, you'd get it out, you'd go to a hill near your house somewhere, you'd go to the top and you slide down and then you'd go back up and you'd slide and that's it. It's just fun. It's a fun thing to do.
Okay.
Ours was made of wood, but I guess, yeah, you could make one of wicker, which is kind of like reeds.
Yeah.
Right?
We
were talking
about
the reed boats yesterday on Lake Titicaca. Wicker is basically dried grass or something, and people can weave it. Like baskets could be made of wicker.
Yep.
A chair can be made of wicker.
Nice.
It's very strong. It's very flexible. It's natural, and it can often last a long time.
Wow.
So get yourself some wicker. Weave it together like you weave together grass.
You know,
tie it together, and then you have yourself a toboggan. Now, where do they do this? Good question. Long ago, it says, in Monte, Portugal. Portugal? Portugal.
Hmm.
The mountain road was too narrow for carts.
Okay.
That's too bad.
Okay. 我们首先来看到很多单词。There's so many words here.
Yeah.
Wicker, 这个形容词呢其实就是藤编的。的什么东西呢 ?Toboggan, 就是平顶雪橇。这是一个名词哦。那刚刚也还提到 cart, 这个名词就是运货马车。所以今天我们要提到的交通工具是什么呢就是藤椅飞车。很久以前在葡萄牙的就是蒙特镇山路太狭窄了马车无法通行哦。那再来小补充一下哦这个刚刚提到的藤椅飞车它是葡萄牙也就是 Portugal。然后的蒙特特有的交通方式所以大家如果去那边也可以去坐坐看
Alright, so you have these narrow areas in the mountains, right? And you can't just like knock down the mountain and make a big wide road. So how do you get through? I guess the wagons, right? They got wheels and you can't get the horses. Oh, what a lot of trouble. So what did they do? It says in the 1800s, wow, so 200 years ago or so, in the 1800s, people made wicker toboggans to reach the city below faster.
True.
Sounds like fun.
I know. Kinda, I like this one actually the most. Okay.
Again, like the zip line, you go first, I'll watch, but it sounds fun.
But this sounds actually more fun. Okay, 19世纪时人们制作了藤椅飞车，好可以更快地达到山下的城市。
Okay, each toboggan has a wooden bottom and a seat for three people.
I love this already.
Sounds like
it's
my toboggan, but mine was made of wood all over. This has a wooden bottom, so the wood will be a little stronger, and I guess more importantly, will slide a little bit better. And then the sides, other parts would be made of wicker, and it's got seats or a seat for three people. It's a three-person toboggan.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. 所以每辆飞车有木质的底座，那座位呢可以容纳三个人。我觉得这个听起来比较安全。
Now, so far, I'm thinking this is just kind of like being on a toboggan and you slide down.
Yeah.
Nice and fun and easy.
Isn't it?
It's a little more complicated than that. And this is where it goes, oh, really? Okay. Two drivers run beside it and lead it. So these are the guys who are actually driving the toboggan.
I see.
I guess they're running downhill.
How do they do that?
They're the ones who make sure it doesn't crash into rocks and, you know, people have accidents and fall out and bad things happen. And these people seem to be professional. So it's not just like, okay, Laura, you run next to it. Now it's my turn. Now it's your turn. No, they're prepared. They know what they're doing. In fact, they have special equipment. It says they wear thick shoes and use their feet to slow it down. So their feet are like the brakes. that slow the toboggan down. Again, I'm not sure how this works.
I don't know why, but I have like super sore legs right now talking about this.
And hot feet.
Yeah.
My feet are very warm after like sliding on rocks.
I know.
Like, ow, ooh,
the shoes will wear out very soon.
I would wonder. I don't think they're your average Nikes.
No. Okay. 所以这里我们看到这个比较特殊，两名司机会在飞车旁跑动，并且掌握方向。那他们会穿着厚底鞋，利用双脚来减速。但我听起来我脚超痛，然后感觉鞋子很快会坏掉，磨损。
Mm-hmm. Now, how does it work? Well, it says the 2 kilometer long ride, so it's 2 kilometers long, takes about 10 minutes.
Wow. That's not bad.
Now I'm more excited because when I used to toboggan in Canada in the winter, it was like 10 seconds and you would be down at the bottom of the hill. It was fast and then it would take you 2 minutes to climb to the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. A 10-minute toboggan ride sounds like heaven to me. Mm. That sounds great.
Okay, as long as we're not the drivers.
As long as I'm not driving, yes, or don't crash.
这段两公里长的路程大约只要十分钟就能完成，然后 Mike 听起来蛮心动的，因为他觉得说这个时间蛮长，感觉好像还可以享受，只要我们不是司机就好。刚刚提到 narrow 这个形容词就是狭窄的。For example, watch out! The bridge is narrow and only one car fits. 小心这个桥很窄哦，只能通过一辆车。Or this old city streets are narrow so cars can drive through them. 这个老旧城市的街道很窄，因此汽车无法通行。最后我们看到是 wooden 这个形容词，就是木质的。I have a wooden sword to fight imaginary dragons. 我有一把木质的剑用来打想象中的龙。再来看到的是单字例句， The traditional Japanese houses are usually wooden, not metal or stone. 真的，传统的日式建筑通常是木造的，而不是金属或是石材哦。
Review time.
All right, we don't have much time, but we're going to do our little chat question here. You guys can think of your own ideas. Okay. Maybe you've seen some on TV or other places. What are some other special ways to commute that you know? Talk about them. I mentioned skating on the Rideau Canal in Ottawa in winter. That's a pretty special way.
Mine's not weird. In Venice, Italy, people use boats called gondolas to travel around the city.
I think it's gondolas.
Gondolas, yeah. Very romantic.
It is weird. I mean, it's normal because we've seen it so many times, but really when you think about it, it's still pretty weird.
Really?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, you're using a boat to get to work. You live on a city with all these islands.
Though.
It's not dangerous,
not the one in the basket.
Absolutely
the
not.
Zip-long.
And I wonder if people actually go to work. I think it's more like tourists use that stuff.
Okay, that's true.
It's quite expensive. But you're right. Yeah. It is very romantic. Oh, sole mio. And then you're pushing yourself along.
And take photos.
How lovely would that be? What about you guys? Can you think of a wonderful way and an interesting way and a weird way to get to work or school? Have a chat about that. Maybe you like to ride your horse to school all the way through downtown Taichung. I don't know.
I want to do that.
That would be fun.
还喜欢今天的内容吗？记得按赞、订阅、开启小铃铛，你就不会错过任何精彩的内容。I want to ride a horse.
Going to work. Bye.